Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. This is Eva Venari, founder of the Elevate Institute and Illumination Tours. I'm your host for this segment of Owning Your Health, where we explore alternative ways to be more consciously aware of truly owning what it takes to take care of your body at work with today's thought leaders. And our topic today is the emotional roller coaster of high performance. We're having a different show today because we heard Michelle intro the podcast, and what we're all about is Women Lead Radio and how we are speaking with women. But absolutely, we welcome men. And today, our leading gentleman is Matthew Cook. Matthew helps entrepreneurs and founders master their personal performance so they can have their best day every day. Matthew's proven 10-week system helps entrepreneurs master the human aspect of being an entrepreneur, helping them to maintain their health while building their wealth. And his work has been featured in the Huffington Post, Thrive Global, MindBody Green, and Elephant Journal. Good afternoon, Matthew. Welcome to the show.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can now.
Awesome. Thanks. Yeah, thanks so much, Eva. Really excited to be here.
I'm glad you are here, actually.
Yeah, excited to pave the way for men being on the show and being able to help out with ladies. That sounds really exciting. So happy to be here.
Yeah, no, I love it. And one of my favorite things is to work with men. I think they bring a great deal of insight to how women trip up themselves unknowingly. And anyways, maybe that's something that we're going to talk about. But I really want to get into what is aligned performance? What is that?
Yeah, I love it. Well, I love to talk about two people who have been incredibly influential in technology, which is Elon Musk, obviously, of SpaceX and Tesla, and then you have Bill Gates, obviously, of Microsoft and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So Elon, obviously, has done incredible things for our world and continues to, but I think for a lot of folks, he's known to work 90 to 100-hour work weeks. The man guzzles 8 Diet Cokes a day and several large cups of coffee just to keep him going throughout the day.
Oh my God.
He also loves to talk. Yeah, it's crazy. And he also reported to Inc. that when he's with his family, Eva, the man literally spends about 40% of that time on email. So unfortunately, and again, I want to say, like, Elon is doing incredible things for our world. So, but to say that, like, for a lot of us, I think we look at correlation as causation. So it's like, man, if I just be like Elon Musk, you know, and I just hustle and grind it out and, you know, like the high performance lifestyle, then I'll find success, right? And and that's a little bit of my story, and we can talk about that. But, you know, I think what's really cool is Bill Gates, on the other hand, with age and experience comes wisdom. And so Bill Gates now does something that he calls his think weeks. So he goes off into the Pacific Northwest woods, into a secluded cabin where he spends an entire week. He takes journals and scholarly articles and things to just basically contemplate and to actually unplug from his daily life for an entire week. And he does this sometimes upwards of 3 times a year. And has found incredible resource in being able to do that, to actually gain perspective on his situation, not being deeply entrenched in it all the time. In fact, even I just heard recently that Microsoft Japan just implemented a 4-day work week instead of a 5-day, and their productivity has risen 40%.
Wow.
So pretty incredible, yeah. So for me, aligned performance is about getting my head, my heart, and my hands all working on the same plane. So that's what aligned is, right? We can get really woo, and I've been teaching yoga for over a decade, so we can get into the woo. We can talk about the chakras and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But for me, right, it's about when my head is lined up with what my body and my rhythms, right? And I think especially like women, you guys have an incredible ability to be tuned into your cycle. And I think as men, we also have cycles and rhythms that we go into, but that we're not mm-hmm. as tapped into and aware of. So it's incredible because 80% of my clients are women because they just get it. Like they just inherently understand that they have rhythms and cycles and that they may or may not be honoring those rhythms and cycles. And so my head, my heart, and my hands all have to be lined up. That's what aligned performance is. In fact, and we can go into it more when I go into my story, but there was a time when I was working for a startup and I was working 70-hour work weeks, and I was so stoked about the hustle and grind. I was getting sick 2 to 3 times a month.
Mm-hmm.
My body just completely gave out. And so that's a really great example of, like, if your body is consistently – and so for the women out there that are feeling really overwhelmed, that are feeling really anxious, that are feeling depressed or maybe are isolating themselves, right – and that in a lot of ways where their body is perhaps giving out on them or is really chronically sore or achy, that's a really good indicator, all of those, that we're not having aligned performance and that perhaps we're doing someone else's kind of performance. We're doing peak performance, high performance.
Yeah. No, this is really great insight because I discover this too, that people have their own rhythm. I discovered when I was pregnant and took that 3 months off to have my child and then go back to work after 3 months. For me, working 9 months and then having 3 months off, I discovered, wow, this really feels good to me, but I don't know any corporate Americas who do that.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
I'm curious. I have two questions around that. One, how can we obtain that knowing that we are in the construct of a corporation that sets how much time we have? And, of course,
yeah.
we have worldwide listeners who get different types of vacation times off. And then secondly, I'm curious, what kind of sicknesses were you getting 3 times in a month? Were they varied, or how, what did that look like for you?
Yeah, for me, it was a lot of flu-like symptoms, but it was always really strange because I would get like really hot and kind of the shakes, and I don't want to go super deep into that because I don't know if that's super universal. I think everyone, it's going to be really specific and particular to their situation, but I will say that the biggest key to answer your first question is boundaries. Like I like to give this metaphor of like as we're driving, right? We're driving in our lane. And as we cut into another lane, right, we start to get out of our value system, our morals, our code of this is like how I live my life, right? And sometimes that means staying up till like 5 in the morning to try to finish projects and things, right? And like really getting outside of our rhythms and cycles. So I think that's, you know, when we talk about our values, it's really touching on our heads and really our souls in some ways, but then really talking about rhythms and cycles, that's really our body. So honoring all of those things. So for a lot of us, when we break out of our lane, and even if we do find success, you know, I like to talk about it's like you may find success, but a lot of people experience imposter syndrome. And that's a lot of the work that I do with my clients too, is because they're not in their lane. So in a lot of ways, it's like they may have found success, but it's because they're running someone else's race. They're in someone else's lane. And so they're not actually finding success on their terms, so they can't feel it. They can't feel the success that they've found. So they feel like an imposter. They feel like a fraud. And on the flip side, if you break out of your lane and you don't find success, it's even more crippling because you're just chased by the goblin of, you know, of, oh, crap, you know, like the shame and the guilt of I'm just not living up to what I know I'm capable of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot. I see that a lot on hair test results. I can see where someone is out of their lane and what it's doing stress-wise to the body, and the correlation of what it can do to your health. Let's talk about that. So tell me a little bit more about what the body-based breakthrough is. What is that?
Oh, so body-based breakthrough. So that is the signature technology or system that I use inside of Align Performance, the Align Performance Method, which is my overarching system. So body-based breakthrough is a simple combination of neuroscience, simple movement, and journaling. And it's something I've been doing with my clients forever, and I absolutely adore it. It's in a lot of ways we're using your body as a vehicle for your best thinking. And in fact, I'll actually ask you, Eva, like, where do you get your best thoughts? Where do you get your best thoughts and ideas?
Just they tend to come to me.
Where does it come from?
No, I'm used to it. We're good. it's that space that we're all aware of. We've been dreaming. We're not quite opened our eyes yet. We haven't remembered all the mistakes of yesterday or our to-do list of yesterday or our to-do list of today. And there's non-resistance. And in here, in that moment, I receive information about my purpose. You know, and a lot of my business goals and dreams and visions, they come up to me in what I call puzzle pieces until one day I receive a last piece and then it's like a big, giant, beautiful picture. So that's a lot of my great ideas come from that. And the other place is from collaboration and conversation with people.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Yeah, and you totally nailed it. I mean, and in fact, I think you have even more insight than most people do. Most people say it's like in the shower, like on the toilet, like taking a nice long drive, you know, a walk on the beach, right? In fact, in 2011, they did this study in the Journal of Human Design and Behavior, and they found that 16% of people, 16, very small number, got their best ideas at work.
Oh.
16% of people got their best ideas at work. There's 84% of people that are getting their best ideas everywhere freaking else but work.
That makes sense.
And so what I love, about that is basically I was able to create a system, and I've been able to work with some pretty cool companies and being able to come in and train their employees using body-based breakthroughs. So it's a super simple system to allow people to have these insights like you're talking about, and this sort of like beautiful middle ground between wakefulness and sleep, right? It creates these ripples of impact that you can create in every area of your life. So some people, it's like a game-changing, like life-altering, profit-uplifting thing. And for some, it's like a relationship thing that they were really working through and haven't been able to figure out the answer to. It's like it's in those things. So it's creating bigger ripples of impact for people in their businesses and their personal lives. I had a woman just recently came to one of my workshops, just kind of a very real world thing. She'd been working on a children's book she was writing, and she'd been working on it for 2 years and could not crack the code on how the heck to finish out this book. And after doing the workshop, she came back to me a week later she not only finished that book, but she wrote two more.
Oh, goodness.
After just
she tapped
coming
into something.
To the workshop. So exactly. So we're tapping into something, and it's really simple neuroscience, and I don't need to get into that today, but there's some really cool, simple neuroscience, but it's also, I think, on some kind of spiritual level. Like, there's a really deep thing that's happening there. So it's really powerful stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wouldn't mind tapping into that. So say a little bit more about the spiritual level.
So I guess this probably is controversial. I think for some folks, it's like it's their connection to God. It's their connection to higher source. But it also is, for me, on a very science level, it's connected to the nervous system and to their unconscious and to their body. And like the we look at the nervous system as so a lot of my work is in the nervous system. It's like we're very self-organizing. Like our intention is as a system, like our body is trying to stay alive and to procreate, right? And it's also trying to create an organized experience. So the more and more that we do work like this, it starts to give us a positive affect. Like, it starts to create a more positive experience in our lives where we're starting to look for answers in our daily life to the answers that we're looking for, like the questions that we're having and finding great. In fact, so I'll give you a great example. Like Thomas Edison actually used to do a very similar. So Thomas Edison, inventor of the light bulb, but also a thousand other patents. I love to give this example. He would take cat naps. In fact, most people aren't even familiar with this, but he did not sleep 8 hours a night. He could not because he was such an ideation machine. And so what he would do is he would take these mini cat naps throughout the day, and he would sit down at his desk. He'd have his journal open, and he would write down a creative problem that he was working on. And he would hold two metal ball bearings in his hand, and he would drift off towards sleep with the creative problem that he was working on. And so, just like you said, Eva, as we're in that wakefulness to sleep period, there's this beautiful opportunity. And so when our muscles start to, or when we start to drift off towards sleep, our muscles start to soften. And obviously those ball bearings would go crashing to the floor, and he would wake up with the creative solution to his problem. So powerful. John Lennon, yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
Yes.
He wrote yesterday, waking up out of sleep.
Doesn't surprise me.
So,
that's awesome.
Right? Isn't that kind of funny? Yeah. So it's like there's this really powerful thing that we're not harnessing. In fact, 98% of our experience is unconscious. Many people don't know this, but we have 60,000 to 100,000 thoughts a day, and though 98% of those thoughts are the same thoughts that you had yesterday.
Ooh.
So essentially, we're running on a track like of recycled emotions, recycled thoughts, recycled feelings, recycled experiences, right? We have different experiences day in and day out, but we tend to respond to them in the same way that we would have yesterday. So for a lot of people, it's like you need to focus on your mindset. You need peak performance, high performance habits, and change your habits. And again, that's a very masculine way of doing things.
It is.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
And that's 2%. That's 2%. Like, we have 98% that we get to harness, right, when we do things like aligned performance, which is just simply aligning to, like, what are my body's rhythms and cycles? What are my value systems, right, and that I want to really hold to and my boundaries, right? And then in body-based breakthrough, we get that same opportunity to tap into, our connection, again, if we want to stay on a spiritual level, our connection to God or our connection to our highest self or our connection to universe or to, again, our unconscious, our body, our nervous system.
I know that when we have blinders on and we're head down to work on tasks, especially in the corporate world, when we don't always have the opportunity to voice our emotional opinion, there's a tendency to, like you said, you're ignoring sometimes your signs and symptoms of it's time for a break. And we tend to bring our consciousness up to our shoulders and head above. So do you work a lot with people in getting them back into experiencing their body in order to get that rhythm? Or can you expand on that idea a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, that's very much so body-based breakthrough. It's an embodiment practice. But I will say, you know, just as far as like anybody who's on the line right now listening or listening to the recording is that you have the opportunity right now that if you're feeling overwhelmed, it's because your nervous system has too much stuff. It has too much stimuli. And in fact, if you've ever seen somebody with kind of a glazed over look in their eyes, it's actually a really good thing. I mean, they're in what's called freeze. So we have classically we're taught, you know, fight or flight, right? We also have freeze. And freeze is actually a really healthy thing for the nervous system because what it's doing is kind of like a computer. You know, when you get that like little spinny circle thing on your computer, it's the computer is thinking, right? We say the computer's thinking. It's like we're processing the backlog of information. So meaning that when we go into freeze, it's because, or we have that kind of glazed over look, or we start to kind of daydream middle of the day. That means that there's too much going on. Like, we have too much stuff at the moment, at the present moment. So to get into our bodies is the best thing that we can do. So I always recommend for people to do a simple exercise called orientation, which is just to look around your environment. And I learned this from one of my mentors, Steve Hoskinson, is it's just to look around your environment and just notice what in your environment is pleasurable to look at. And in doing that, that's immediate mindfulness. That immediately brings us to the moment. And then I would even recommend, like, go get up and take a 5-minute walk, even a 3-minute walk, just to simply get the blood and the circulation moving again through the body. Yeah. So those are so simple. I think a lot of times we're looking for these monumental, world-changing things. But for me, it's like I don't want to give somebody the life hacky band-aid things. I'd really like, let's do some, like let's go to the source and then let's take some baby steps out to greater healing and, again, towards aligned performance. And for me, looking around at my environment, that's pretty easy. Getting up and taking a two-minute walk, that's pretty easy. Like, I don't have to work really hard. I don't have to effort. Because I think the issue is for a lot of us is we're already efforting. Like, we're already working out. And
yes.
I just want to, like, appeal to that woman listening right now who's, like, so overwhelmed with everything. And I'm going to say the answer is not to work harder.
Yes.
It's not to work harder. And that's the irony, is because that's what got you to where you are, right? So I think a lot of times it's like, well, if I just got to get through this one thing, or I just have to, like, really, like, push, and then I can get through it. And the truth is that is where burnout happens. It's actually, like, right in those moments is when we completely burn out. And, again, because I've seen it, so many of my clients have experienced that. So it's in those moments that we need to actually take just a moment to step away, kind of going back to Bill Gates, right? And he does those think weeks to go even, and most of us don't have that luxury of going away for a week, but we can do that in micro ways throughout
mm-hmm.
the day.
Yeah. Would you say that there's an accumulative effect to the process and allowing yourself these little mini breaks throughout the day?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Yes. In fact, a lot of people, I think they like to think of our energy as being, and really energy management, I think, is what you could call what I do, more so than, like, time management or productivity, whatever. But that ends up helping. It ends up tremendously helping people's lives. But what we need to think about energy management is it's less like a gasoline tank. Many of us are like, living month to month, you know, like how people live paycheck to paycheck. People are living month to month or day to day on their energy stores, and they're kind of doing it almost like you're filling up your gas tank and then you're draining it. You guzzle your cup of coffee, you drain it. You take your energy shot.
I use the same metaphor.
You drain it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When really our energy stores are meant to be more like a high interest bank account. Like, they're meant to, as we continue to pour more and more money into that, the abundance of that continues to rise greater and greater every single day, and interest begins to accrue, and then we can leverage our energy in really monumental ways towards even greater and greater projects, greater and greater relationships, and greater levels of success and happiness and fulfillment. So that is where we want to go with our energy, rather than this mentality of, like, it's like, okay, I got just enough today to make it through the day. So it's got to be something
enough.
That we're constantly building.
Constantly.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's what I have found as well. And it's interesting how many people are coming to this place but of understanding they need it, but they're not quite sure what to do. So I'm curious for you. It's like you said earlier, you touched on this part of your story that you burnt yourself out. So tell us a little bit more about you personally and why you do this.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's great. Thanks, Eva. Yeah, so in my early 20s, I worked for a startup, and we were building the Netflix for optimal living. It was the coolest thing, and I got to work with 200 of the world thought leaders in everything from neuroscience to conscious business to conscious parenting to mindfulness and spirituality to health and fitness, you name it. I got to talk to some of the smartest people on the planet every day. Like, that was my job, which is incredible, incredible, incredible. So I got the greatest education on the planet in performance. And because I was so jacked up about it, I was working 70-hour work weeks. We were hustling. We were grinding.
Wow.
I was addicted to Adderall. I was so excited.
Yeah.
I was like,
mm-hmm.
Let's get amped up. Let's get excited. And, again, I'm in my 20s. I'm like a dude who's just excited about life. And so I was like, I'm going to go full force into this. We even had a phrase. We said TGIM, thank God it's Monday. We were just, like, so excited to get in there. And at 24 years old, I started to get sick 2 to 3 times a month.
Wow.
To the point where my adrenals completely gave out, and I burnt out. I remember one morning I actually turned over to my nightstand to grab hold of my phone, and I could barely turn over to grab my phone. And again, mind you, I'm 24 years old, and my girlfriend at the time who was living with me, she got up, and I distinctly remember us getting in a massive fight where she was just like, you're always sick. You're, like, never present at home. Like, and then you're working whenever you aren't sick. Like, you're never here. And I remember her, Eva, just, like, getting up and walking out the door and slamming it. And in that moment, I was so afraid that she would never come back. And I quickly, what I was able to, with whatever energy I had, grab my phone, open up my bank account app on my phone, and I opened it up, and I saw that I had $3.82 in my account because I had been spending all of my money trying to say sorry with dinners and flowers and jewelry, like everything that I could to try to make up for it rather than actually being present with her.
Mm.
And so even just talking about her right now definitely makes me emotional. Like it was a turning point. It was the moment for me where it was like, never again will I ever do this. And so I dove into the research. I read hundreds of articles in neuroscience and, again, into productivity and also, but like, what was going on inside of my brain and my body and why was it breaking down on me? I got over 500 hours certified in yoga and to this date have spent over $100,000 on my training and coaching and support and everything, basically putting people around me to help make me the absolute best version of me in a sustainable way. And so that's what brings me today to be on this show with you, where, yeah, I get to work with early stage tech entrepreneurs, right, and folks in entrepreneurship and helping them master their personal performance so that they, yeah, like you said earlier at the top of the show, so they can have their best day every day. Like, my goal is to get everyone off the emotional roller coaster of high performance, all the high highs and all the low lows. You know, there's like we're reaching a new age, Eva, where it's like the high performance hacks and all the life whatever, like that stuff was cool, but I think we're starting to see that is not sustainable, and we need to truly look at the whole person beyond just like, oh, here's your cookie cutter, you know, answer. It's like it's such a deeper personalized experience. Yeah.
It is, and I agree completely. I came to that conclusion for myself as well, and when we connected. I think we met initially on Facebook. We connected and got to know each other a little bit and had these conversations. And I was like, yeah, you need to come on the show. we are in alignment here. So I'm glad you could be here. And I just want to say, in case our listeners are falling in love with what you have to say, what do you have to share with them? Any offers? And how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah. Oh, I love that. So for anyone, and in my head I'm imagining a sea of people raising their hands on this. So anyone that experiences stress, right, like throughout the day, like we talked about earlier, I wanted to actually give everybody, just specifically for your audience, Eva, a free gift. And it's called my Calm the Chaos Kit. So for those of us who totally get what it's like to just be in a day and just be like, there's just so much going on, and I don't know how to handle this in this moment. So I have something I put together where it's a breakthrough anxiety meditation. So it's just a really short guided meditation where you basically get to spend 5 or 6 minutes with me just like gently coming back into your body and slowing down. And that's beautiful, and I think a lot of people would stop there, but you still got to do things, right? Like, we still have to, like, go take action and be out in the world. So then there's a stay balanced goal planner from there. So you can immediately hop into, like, okay, cool, I calm my mind down. I calm down my body. So now I can actually take some action. So it's called the Stay Balanced Goal Planner, and that's all part of the Calm the Chaos Kit. So I wanted to give that to your folks today, and I thought that that would be a really fun thing for them to check out. So it's super, super simple. It's just Matthew, MattheWT, as in Thomas, Cook, COOKE.com. So MatthewTCook.com/calm, CALM.
Beautiful. And if you're driving and you didn't have a chance to capture that, we're going to take that link and put it in the Women Lead Radio show page. So it'll be just below if you're listening to us. So, look for that. Thank you for sharing. I really appreciate it. Any last thoughts you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, I guess, I mean, I think the big thing would be, and I think we had talked about this ahead of time, that there is a cool event that I have coming up, actually with a dear friend of mine in Los Angeles, and it's a retreat that we're hosting in May. It's a 2-day retreat, May 30th and 31st, and it's called unplug. And so if any of this really resonated with you, I'm sure, I think we linked that up in the show notes for folks to go check out as well. It's called Unplug. And then my last thought would just be the way something begins, the genesis of how it begins, is how it must be sustained. So the energy that we start something with is how we must sustain it. And so I would always opt for sustainability and consistency over intensity. So for those folks out there, it's like, really, how am I starting my day? How am I starting my week? How am I starting my month? And really making sure that I'm starting with a strong foundation of as much ease as possible so that
ease
I can
flow.
Continue that through. Ease
yes,
flow.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Matthew. This has been wonderful.
Thanks so much, Eva. Yeah, it's been wonderful. I've really enjoyed it. Cool. Thanks again.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, everybody, that's it for our show today. I'd like to say thank you again for being our leading gentleman today, and a special thanks to all of our listeners, both in the U.S. and international, because we are all over. And we'd be back again. We're going to be back. This is Friday, so we're going to be back again. Women Lead Radio Show is on Mondays and Fridays, so Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, Fridays 2 p.m. Pacific Time. It has been my sincere pleasure to be your host today. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend. This is Eva Venari, founder of the Elevate Institute, reminding you to question everything.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.